Welcome to Inside ProMedica, your path to wellness. Brought to you by ProMedica Charles and Virginia Hickman Hospital, where your health is our mission. Each month, we bring you insights from leading medical experts, the latest advancements in care, and essential health tips to keep you and your family well. Let's get started.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me on tonight's program is Dr. Melinda Wolbold, and we are going to be talking about breast cancer diagnostic tools that are available to us. Dr. Melinda, thanks for joining us, for one thing.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So you are the radiologist at the ProMedica here in Adrian, correct?
Yes. Yes, I do breast radiology there.
Yeah, and when we had talked off the air, that is your forte, breast radiologist. So you're reading things all the time and probably have a really good insight into what's an issue, what's not an issue.
Yes, I pretty much do breast radiology with mammograms and MRIs all day, every day, along with a couple other wonderful breast radiologists. So we're a good team of doctors that do this all day.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, with more awareness on breast cancer, especially, you know, unfortunately, kind of just during the month of October, we really highlight it. But as a general rule, I think it is becoming more pertinent, and people are becoming more aware of it. They're a little bit more in tune to what to watch for, maybe?
Yeah, I think a lot of awareness is getting out with how common and prevalent breast cancer is, how many women it affects, and I think it's important to continue just making people aware of how important getting your annual mammogram is, catching things early, catching things small, and when they're easiest to treat.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of diagnostic tests then are available now for detecting breast cancer?
So mammograms are our best screening and diagnostic tool. Mm-hmm. They are essentially a low-dose x-ray that shows us the breast tissue and allows us to detect very small masses or abnormalities before they can even be felt. So it's important to get mammograms every year. It allows us to compare this year's mammogram to last year's. It allows us to notice small changes. If we do see something that has changed, or if there's an area that's just looking a bit different than the rest of the tissue, we may call you back and do what we call a diagnostic mammogram. If the area still continues to look a little bit abnormal, we sometimes do an ultrasound of that location. These ultrasounds are done when there's an abnormality on the mammogram or if you are feeling a lump. Mm-hmm. And this allows us to determine if anything else is needed, such as a biopsy.
So can other health changes affect breast cancer testing, like a major weight loss, major weight gain, any of those kind of things? Or by having the test done every year, you can tell what other changes might be going on?
Yeah, so changes like that can affect the way that your mammogram looks. Our technologists will often make a note on the study and say, you know, this patient has had a significant weight loss compared to the prior mammogram, and we'll keep that in mind while we're looking at the images to help explain some of the changes there.
But cancer's cancer. You're going to see it.
Yeah.
When should a person decide to get screened? Is there a general rule of thumb of what I need to think about?
The general rule is that average risk women should begin getting mammograms at age 40. Okay. Now, there are certain criteria that if you meet, you might need to start mammograms earlier. This would include having a strong family history of breast cancer, having a known genetic mutation that predisposes you to getting breast cancers, or previous medical treatments that involved any kind of radiation to the chest. You can go over these risk factors with your doctor. They can determine if you can start at 40 or if you might need to start earlier.
Especially if it's a close family relative, a sister or mother.
Yes, first-degree relatives, especially if your relative had cancer young, that might qualify you for earlier screening.
Exactly. So what are the I know there's a lot of misconceptions as far as mammograms go. What are some of those, and how can we help educate our community better to not be afraid of this?
I think the main things that women refer to when they're hesitant about getting a mammogram is, one, it being painful, mm-hmm. and two, being exposed to levels of radiation.
Okay.
As far as the pain aspect, we really do work with patients to
alleviate any discomforts as much as you can.
Yes,
really.
We don't. You know, there is some compression of the tissue involved with obtaining nice images mm-hmm. that are diagnostic and easy to look for. But the technologist can work with you to only compress as far as is comfortable for you, and the compression only lasts for a few seconds while they're obtaining that image. So we do the best we can. If you say, I don't want that much compression, we'll get the best images that we can. So right. I would not let that be a barrier to obtaining a screening mammogram.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you and I were talking earlier about, I remember what the old machines and they really have come a long way since then. And, you know, I have my annual at Promedica here in Adrian, and the machines are better, and the technicians are wonderful.
Yes, and they're quicker, less mm-hmm. time being compressed. Yes.
Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. So, you know, some people think, well, I don't need a mammogram if I don't have any symptoms. There isn't necessarily symptoms, though, with all kinds of breast cancer, is there?
Correct, especially with the quality of imaging that we have nowadays. A lot of the cancers that we're detecting are only a few millimeters. Mm-hmm. Some are considered precancerous. Masses less than a centimeter are being treated all the time. For most patients, that's not something you're going to feel. Of
right.
course, people do come in with things that they have felt, but the tiny lesions detected on screening are by far the most common.
And those, by treating early, you can prevent catastrophes maybe down the line.
Right. Quicker, shorter surgeries of smaller areas, shorter chemotherapy regimens due to small sizes of mm-hmm. the tumor, everything.
Mm-hmm. And they do most everything here in Adrian at the Hickman Cancer Center?
I mean,
you read the test, so then they decide
yeah.
probably which doctor you need to refer
right,
to.
Right, yeah. All of your imaging can definitely be done in Adrian. We do the screening and diagnostic mammograms, we do the ultrasound, we have breast MRI available.
Okay.
And
the MRI, then, that's just a little more detailed, correct?
Yes. Certain patients qualify to have MRIs done. These are predominantly women at higher risk or women with dense breast tissue.
And dense means thick.
Dense means there is a lot of glandular tissue.
Okay, because that always confuses me.
Right. It is a measure of how well the x-rays are penetrating that tissue.
Okay.
If I'm looking at a mammogram and there's a lot of glandular tissue within it, the x-rays don't get through as well and the image just appears brighter.
Okay.
It's when the whole image is brighter, it can be harder to see tiny little, you know, less than a centimeter developing lesions in that tissue. So sometimes an additional test would be recommended to help see within that dense tissue. That could be an MRI, which uses injected contrast to see which areas of the tissue are lighting up,
mm-hmm.
or what is called an MBI, which uses a little bit of radioactive material to see which areas of tissue that tracer is accumulating in.
And they use both of those types of things for all kinds of cancer, not just for breast cancer.
Yes, we do. The MRI is becoming...
What's the word I want?
Yeah, like a radiotracer, a radioisotope.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
lots of different types of them that accumulate in different types of tissue.
Yeah.
We use the one that goes to the breast cells in our tests.
Of course, then the patient has a lot of options of what to do, and that's
mm-hmm.
all, of course, done over with their family physician or
yes.
referring physician.
Yes, certain patients might be better suited to one or another of those tests
mm-hmm.
just based on their history,
mm-hmm.
Their physical mobility, their insurance. There's a lot of things to,
yeah.
to go along with that.
Yeah. So if our listeners, I'm sure, are interested in finding out more information, how can they find out more about breast cancer screening? Is there a place on the ProMedica portals or in their websites that...
Yeah, our website has useful information, but I would say the number one step is just to get your screening mammogram. When you come in for that appointment,
mm-hmm.
the technologist is going to go over your personal and family medical history with you. They enter all of that in the computer, and
mm-hmm.
it actually calculates a percentage for your risk score.
Oh.
And that's a great starting point for discussions with your doctor, because then you can know if you are an average risk patient, if you are a high risk patient. The report will also give you your density score, so then you know if you need supplemental screening for your dense tissue.
Mm-hmm.
That mammogram report contains a lot of useful information.
So they don't have to have a referring physician then to set up a mammogram?
You should have a primary care physician just so that someone is seeing the results and ordering additional tests if you need it.
That makes sense. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just kind of hanging out there.
Yeah.
I don't know how to read all those test results on my portal ever. Sometimes I do, but not always. Well, Dr. Wobel, we really appreciate you giving us some time and going over some of this information with us. You know, it's October, so
yes.
Hopefully we've learned a little bit more tonight on prevention and how the whole radiology part of breast cancer works.
Yes, thank you for having me. This is good information to get out there.
Thank you.
That's it for this edition of Inside ProMedica, your path to wellness. We hope you've gained valuable insight into the exceptional care and services available at ProMedica Charleston, Virginia Hickman Hospital. For more information or to connect with our healthcare team, visit promedica.org/Hickman. Take care, stay well, and join us again on the last Tuesday of each month at 6:20 p.m. for another edition of Inside ProMedica, your path to wellness. You can also listen to these programs as podcasts anytime under the On Air Audio tab at WLEN.com.